Hey everybody, welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach and health strategist. And it's episode 1200 today. It's Easter Saturday, 2024. Today, I've had a busy start to the day. It's around lunchtime. I've finished with my clients. Now, I've just done a workout for myself as well. And I really think I'm addicted. I'm absolutely addicted to my training, the strength workouts. And I don't know, addiction's probably not an awesome thing to have, but I'm certainly addicted to this. I will never, ever stop. I guess I'm addicted to those things that relate to the areas of success and high performance. And I just want to explain what it does for my body. So I've literally just finished it about 5 minutes ago. I've had my protein drink. My lunch is heating up now, so I'll have that as soon as I finish this podcast as well. I've conditioned myself and gained the knowledge, understood the science behind what goes on to the way that I eat. And I've had my own strength and conditioning coach work with me over pretty much 8 years so that I can understand why I should eat the way that I do, experimenting with a few different things so that I can understand how do I tweak here and tweak there so that I can get these changes that I'm looking for in my health, my wellness, my body. And as you age, things move around a little bit for you as well. So it's like learning about, okay, well, maybe I can't have so much of that. Maybe this vegetable is not really that great for me. Maybe I should have more of this. And you're just experimenting with different things. And I find it so, so cool. And so when I do the strength part of the workouts, like my muscles are humming right now. Now, it was mainly an upper body workout. So my whole upper body is feeling fatigued. My arms are pumped, my chest is pumped, my shoulders are pumped. I feel fatigued, I feel tired. I'm fueling my body with the right food to then take up the benefits of feeding the muscles from all the stimulus. And it's something that a walk or cardio workout will not provide you. You just don't get that feeling. And when I know that the work that I've done results in a change in the way that I look, I think that's super powerful. Becoming toned, becoming strong, or maintaining it, is something that ticks so many boxes in my head. As in, one, I'm doing something for me, so I'm taking time out. Two, the work that I'm putting in is achieving something. Three, I feel great. Physically, I feel great. Four, mentally, I'm ticking those boxes and I'm looking after myself. But also, I know that it's giving me a break from my normal work. When I'm pushing really, really hard, when you're pushing to your maximum, you can't think about anything else. If you are thinking about something else, you're not pushing to your maximum. You just don't. It's like if somebody's got a gun to your head, you don't think about, oh, I left the washing on the line. You don't think about those things when you're under the hardest amount of pressure you can be physically. And that's really cool as well. And it's elevating my heart rate. I'm just pushing myself. And so that ticks so many boxes for me. And to be able to do it over and over and over again. And like right now, today was the first start of a new month where I'm doing a new workout. And it's going to be 4 days a week, and I haven't trained 4 days a week for quite some time, but I feel like I'm ready to get back into that now. I want to put more focus into it. I want to make sure that all my workouts will be in my studio, so it means I don't waste that 15, 20 minutes in travel, so it'll make it more efficient, and I'm just really excited about it. And the first workout was really good, and I've got another one tomorrow. So I've also looked at my schedule to see, all right, when are the better days for me to do this? Doing three workouts through the week, working week, is a bit of a challenge. The weekends I've got a little bit more time. So I'll do one Saturday, Sunday, and then I'll probably do like a Tuesday, Wednesday, something like that. And I'm just excited about doing that. But I will never stop working out. I will work out till the day that I die because I know what it does for me. And it gives me more energy. It helps me be focused. Like it's so, so powerful. And yet so many people on this planet have never even done one. Right? I've been training for 36 years. I will never stop. If anything, the older I get and the more time that I have, I'll probably spend more time working out. Maybe it won't be as intense because I won't be able to lift as heavy a weight, but I will still be working out and I'll be spending probably more time doing it because that's my hobby. People say, what do you do for enjoyment? Well, yes, I run a health and fitness business, and yes, I'm working, coaching with clients in that space all day, 6 days a week, half a day on a Saturday. But then I do work in that space, which might be creating programs for others, coaching them, preparing things for the next week, etc. And so me enjoying my own workouts is one of the things that I absolutely love. I love it. And the other thing I really like doing is probably watching movies, and that self-development, that self-growth. How do I just make myself better? And not everybody gets that because they're like, when do you stop? When do you... Well, I did a podcast on that a while ago and in the last couple of weeks, so you can go and have a listen to it. It's called When I Stop. But I just love the process of growth so much that I don't think we should stop. I just think we need to keep going and keep going and keep going. And sure, like we're talking Easter here, yesterday, Good Friday. I had a great Friday. I worked very hard with clients, delivered great sessions, and then I did a whole bunch of work yesterday. I took some time out to do a couple of things. I watched a movie. I was having a Chuck Norris night last night. So I watched a movie before my coaching session, which went from 11 o'clock until after midnight. I was up early again this morning coaching clients from... I had a personal coaching session with my neurofeedback coach in the US at 7 a.m. my time. So I probably got about 6 hours sleep last night, which was still okay for me. I've been coaching clients all day, did my own workout, now recording this podcast. I'm then going to go and have some lunch and post this while I'm uploading. I'm going to do a few things around home, and then I'm going to get back into some more work because it's just what I enjoy doing. And even though it's Easter Saturday and most people are away having holidays, or maybe they're doing some gardening stuff around the home, doing some little chores around home as the weather's beautiful here at the moment, for me, I've got a different level of focus. Yes, I'll take some time out. I'll watch another Chuck Norris movie tonight. I think tonight I'm watching Delta Force. I don't know, it must be out of the 70s or 80s, probably the 80s. But that's how I like to unwind. And, you know, I just enjoy the process of development. So if you've never, ever done a workout, you really need to do one. But the key is to doing the right one. So as just like every day as I sign off, I'm going to keep this one pretty short today because it's Easter Saturday. And not everybody's going to devote a lot of time to listening to me. Go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com. You can opt in for a free consultation with me. I will give you a free program, a free consultation to discuss your overall health and wellness goals. But I'll give you a strength and conditioning program as well. Whether you already work out or whether you are just starting out and you want to do something just at home, I will create a program you can do at home. It doesn't matter what your level of health and wellness and fitness is right now. I'll create something tailored specifically to where you are and help you get to where it is that you want to get to. Baby steps. So let's go to it. I want to wish you a great day. I hope you've had a good day yesterday. If you're taking some time out today, I know you may be listening to this and it's Good Friday in other parts of the world. Just be safe, be healthy. Take some time out for you to enjoy these few days. Work on yourself. Just keep working on yourself. Super important. All right, I'll see you tomorrow for Easter.